selection of kitchen, bath, and shower fixtures, our exceptional consultants will help translate your ideas into a cohesive look that reflects your style. Go to EndlessKitchenAndBath.com or visit our 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive.
Kegel's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Kegel's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kegels.com.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritageinn, Rancho Cucamonga.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit AllStarKia.net for more info.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Lisa DiNoto is the leading force behind the Lisa DiNoto Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa DiNoto Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadenotogroup.com. The Lisa DiNoto Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Side of the night, If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field? And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions. On Sunday, August 7th, 1,500 fans in attendance will take home a set of 2022 Quakes baseball cards, thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Don't miss team baseball card set giveaway on Sunday, August 7th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Shopping for material and fixtures for your upcoming remodel project? Come to Endless Kitchen and Bath, 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lone Mart Field on Jack Benny Drive. Let us help you transform your home by booking a free visit from one of our in-home design consultants. After your appointment, you'll receive a detailed scope of everything you need to transform your home and set up a second meeting in the showroom where we'll work with you to create the finish that works for you. Let us help you get your project off to a flying start. Endless Kitchen and Bath. Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions! Coming up on Friday, August 5th, it's Tony Gonsolin bobblehead giveaway to 1,500 fans in attendance and Friday Night Fun presented by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. It's all coming up on Friday, August 5th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
Drinking and driving? What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit AllStarKia.net for more info.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit HealthyRC.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We've all had at least one teacher in our life that's inspired us and perhaps even changed the trajectory of our life. Just think, you could be that teacher to countless students. Azusa Pacific University's education programs prepare teachers, counselors, and administrators to positively impact the lives of their students. On-campus or online classes are taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to APU.edu for more information. Azusa Pacific University, graduating game changer since 1899.
We care about families. We care about seniors. And we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions!
On Sunday, August 7th, 1,500 fans in attendance will take home a set of 2022 Quakes baseball cards, thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Don't miss Team Baseball Card Set Giveaway on Sunday, August 7th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game, too. Visit omnitrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya! A fly ball to left center field! This is the ultimate Saturday night finish! Grand slam walk-off Diego Cartaya! Welcome to Southern California, big fella!
3-2 inland.
The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes! That's the second walk-off this week! Over the trees and gone! Johnny DeLuca! Come on home!
Train leading on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnership with the 7-time World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Leading off is the Quakes pregame show with a look ahead at today's game. Now, here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Lindskog.
Well, it's the end of the series, and traditionally at this point of each and every series, we're talking about whether the Quakes have already won the series or if they need a win in order to salvage a split. Today, unfortunately, the topic is not either of those, as Inland Empire has grabbed 4 of the first 5, meaning Rancho is going into today's game already having been dealt a series loss, one of the rare 6-game series loss of the season, their third of the year already here for Rancho Cucamonga. Today, trying to play for a little bit of pride, and as far as positioning in the overall season standings, as they take on the 66ers here in the final game of this 6-game series. We bid you good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be listening. Welcome inside San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Mike Lindskog with you here on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's First Pitch app, and, of course, through our website at rcquakes.com. It has been a rather dismal road trip for the Quakes. There's really no way to put it other than that. They have lost 4 of 5, and in 3 of those 4 games, they have been blown out, including last night's destruction, 14-4. Inland Empire prevails. Quakes smashed a 2-run home run off the bat of Julio Carrion in the 9th inning to make the scoreboard at least a little more respectable. But the 66ers, on the strength of a 9-run 4th inning, really put the game away in the early stages. Rancho Cucamonga did not get off to the best start last night, as in the 2nd inning, leading 1-0, or rather trailing 1-0, the Quakes let it all get away. River Ryan started to run into some command issues, and due to a single inning pitch count, had to be removed with just 2 outs in the 2nd inning after he struck out the first 4 batters that he would face in Saturday night's contest. Things went south from there. A little pop-up that was lost by 3 Quakes defenders scored not 1, not 2, but 3 runners on the bases to make it 4-0, and then an error made it a 5-0 game after just 2 innings of play after the Quakes got a run back in the top half of the 4th inning. It was a 9-run bottom half of the 4th inning. Adrian Plasencia had the big hit with a 3-run double as Inland Empire prevails last night, a final score of 14-4. River Ryan was saddled with the defeat. He is now 1-2. Chase Chaney was very strong over 5 innings for Inland Empire. He gets the win to go to 2-2. He allowed just 1 run, scattering 3 hits with only 1 walk, striking out 6 in just his 2nd victory of the season. We mentioned Julio Carrion had a 9th inning home run, his 9th of the year, a 2-run shot to finish out
the Rancho Cucamonga scoring a 14-4 defeat, giving Inland Empire 4 of 5 in the series thus far. Tonight, right-hander Peter Hubeck will be on the mound for just the fifth time this season. It's the second time in the series. He started on Monday and went just one inning, a 1-2-3 frame here on Monday night on the 4th of July. Eventually, the Sixers would win that ballgame 4-3. He obviously had a no decision with his one inning of work. Something similar today for Hubeck, most likely between 1 and 2 innings. And then Ronan Kopp, the left-hander, is scheduled to follow out of the bullpen and replace Peter Hubeck after he gets his work in today. Hubeck, no record, and an 11.37 ERA as today he makes his fifth overall start. It's his second of the series and third overall appearance against Inland Empire in 2022. His mound opponent will be left-hander Joey Walsh, who is 2-2 with a 5.82 ERA. He makes his 20th appearance. It's his fourth start and his fifth overall appearance against the Quakes. It's his second start against Rancho. Four prior appearances, he's been pretty bleh. 0-1 with an ERA of 7.94 against the Quakes, but he is coming off five scoreless innings down in Lake Elsinore in which he picked up the victory on July the 3rd. He scattered three hits, no walks, seven strikeouts over five innings in earning just his second win of the season as Joey Walsh today goes for Inland Empire in the series finale. Well, the Quakes will take a day off tomorrow, and then we're back home at Lone Mart Field on Tuesday. 11 a.m. summer camp day action for the Quakes on Tuesday morning as we host the Fresno Grizzlies for the first time in our franchise's histories as the Quakes and Grizzlies battle at 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Hope to see you out there, if not Tuesday in the a.m., certainly for the upcoming homestand. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. When we continue, a full look at last night's Cal League scoreboard. Dodgers coming from behind and getting another win over the Chicago Cubs today. We'll talk about that. Of course, we've got transactions and starting lineups. That's ahead on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Quakes and the Inland Empire 66ers today, live from San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Last night, Quakes get trampled by the 66ers, a final score of 14-4. Other games from around the league, Lake Elsinore, they move back into a first-place tie with Visalia thanks to a 10-7 victory over the Rawhide. Fresno with their fourth straight win over the San Jose Giants, 5-4. And it was Stockton earning their third win in five tries in Modesto. They're starting to pick up steam and play a little better as they score a 4-1 win over the Modesto Nuts. A quick check at the standings has the Storm and the Rawhide tied atop the South at 8-6. Rancho is now three games off the pace at 5-9, while Inland Empire moves back to 500 at 7-7, just one game off the pace. Up north, Modesto and Fresno in a first-place tie with identical 9-5 marks. San Jose three games back at 6-8, and Stockton 4-10, five games off the pace. The Los Angeles Dodgers complete a four-game sweep of the Chicago Cubs. Incredible. They've now won 11 of their last 12 games. Chicago had a five-run first off of Julio Urias. Dodgers started their comeback in the bottom half of the first inning and then took the lead for good with a six-run third as Phil Bickford gets credit for the win. Bruiser Gratterall took down the last two innings for his third save of the season. Freddie Freeman hit Los Angeles' only home run, his 11th. Dodgers defeat the Chicago Cubs for their 11th win in the last 12 games as they win it 11-9. They're now 56-29. When we come back, transactions and starting lineups. That's next on the Quakes Radio Network.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Quakes, manager John Shoemaker's ball club, 5-9 in the second half, 41-39 overall. For the Quakes, it's Austin Gauthier leading it off. He's the shortstop. Luis Diaz, the third baseman, to hit second. Yainer Fernandez, the catcher, will bat third. Damon Keith in center field hitting cleanup. Gage Howard's in right field batting fifth. Luis Rodriguez in left field to hit sixth. Batting seventh, the DH, Junior Garcia. Julio Carrion, the first baseman, will bat eighth. And Kenneth Betancourt's at second base, batting in the ninth spot. Right-hander Peter Hubeck on the mound. No record and an 11.37 ERA, making his fifth start of the year. Manager Dave Stapleton's ball club, the Inland Empire 66ers, 7-7 in the second half. 39-41 overall. Leading it off is Adrian Plasencia. He's at shortstop. Edgar Quiero, the designated hitter, to bat second. David Calabrese, the center fielder, to bat third. Alexander Ramirez, the right fielder, to bat cleanup. Quinton Selmas at first base, hitting fifth. Miles Emerson, the catcher, to bat sixth. Jeremy Rocho at second base, batting seventh. Vojta Menchik at third base will hit eighth. And rounding out the order in the ninth spot, left fielder Darwin Moreno. Left-hander Joey Walsh on the mound, 2-2 with a 5.82 ERA. Quakes looking to salvage the final game of this six-game series here in San Bernardino. We've got your first pitch next on the Quakes Radio Network. 1-2 on the way. Hammered left field. Out of here. Alex DeJesus crushes one to left, and it's 3-0 Rancho right out of the gate.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to the Quakes pregame show. Stay tuned as the play-by-play for today's game is up next.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
3-2 coming home to Yainer. Fly ball in right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit of the homestand. The Quakes with two in the ninth.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnership with the 7-time World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DeNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser.
We bid you good evening and good afternoon wherever you might be listening. Mike Linscott welcoming you inside San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Joey Walsh is ready to go. Austin Goth here in the box. And away we go as Walsh's first pitch of the game is down and away for a ball, and we're underway. 1-0 on Austin Goth here. 5:34 as we're officially a minute on the early side here tonight from San Bernardino, California. 5:34 with the game's first pitch. Gothier takes up and away. And the count now 2 balls and no strikes. A lovely evening upcoming here in San Bernardino, although it is very warm. 95 degrees at game time. It reached a high of 100 earlier today in San Bernardino. 95 as it currently stands. Gothier looks at a called strike. And it's 2-1. 12-mile-per-hour winds right now blowing out to left field, according to weather.com. The 2-1 offering to Gothier is hit foul into the stands. And it's 2-2. Gothier to be followed by Luis Diaz and Yainer Fernandez. Pitch on the way. Instead, time called as Joey Walsh's delivery was interrupted as Gothier's request for time granted. Walsh goes from the stretch, and the 2-2 now all the way to Austin Gothier. Swing, and a foul tip into the glove. The catcher, Emerson, he is down on strikes. One away. Joey Walsh with a punch out right out of the gate. Gothier retired, and Luis Diaz will be the hitter. Diaz, 271, 10 home runs, 51 RBIs. He's only driven in 2 runs in this series, a far cry from last week when he torched the Rawhide. Had an incredible homestand at Lone Mart Field. Pitch on the way to right-handed hitting Luis Diaz. Misses outside, and it's 1-0. Diaz, right-handed hitter out of the Dominican Republic. Pitch coming home from the left-hander, Joey Walsh. Fastball driven into straightaway center field. Calabrese, playable, back a few steps. He is there. He'll make the catch. Diaz hits it on the screws, but lines out deep to center. Two up, two down. Yainer Fernandez back in the lineup today for the Quakes after a day off yesterday. Fernandez, 283, 4 home runs, and 34 driven in. Fernandez. Pitch on the way. Fly ball into left field. Fairly deep. Moreno going back. He's got room. Just shy of the warning track. Yainer flies out deep. First pitch swinging. Takes it deep to left field. Not ultimately deep enough. Quakes go in order. 1-2-3. At the end of half an inning, we're scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
And voted number one. Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lone Mart Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only 2/3 of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Core, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Core is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcore.org.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
To the bottom half of the first inning, Peter Hubeck is on the bump. He tossed a 1-2-3 scoreless first inning That was his only inning of work on Monday night against the 66ers as we welcomed him back from the developmental list where he landed for just about a month. Hubeck comes home and misses down and in to Adrian Plasencia. And it's 1-0. Hubeck faced just three batters on Monday. Retired them all, one via strikeout. Pitch on the way, misses again outside, this time 2-0 on Adrian Plasencia. Big night for him last night. Two hits, two runs scored, and four runs batted in. A 2-0 offering on the way. Plasencia, towering drive to straightaway center field. Damon Keith patrolling center field today. Backs up, and now with his heels on the warning track, he'll make the catch as Plasencia, who homered earlier in the series, has a deep fly ball for out number one. That was about 400 feet away. So lucky for Hubeck, the ballpark holds it. One gone. Edgar Quiero will be the hitter. Quiero, 290. Nine home runs and 41 driven in. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Hubeck. The pitch, and therefore called strike. It's 0-1. If you're wondering what three hitters Hubeck had to face on Monday, well, two of the three are the same today. Arroyo Vera, who was hitting in the three spot on Monday, as well as throughout most of this series, he's got the day off today. David Calabrese will be the first new guy that Hubeck will face, but he faced Plasencia, Quiero, and Vera. It was Vera whom he struck out on Monday in that 1-2-3 inning. Pitch on the way. Misses off the plate, 2-1. Hubeck threw 15 pitches in that first inning, 11 of which were strikes. Look sharp. Pitch on the way. Here's a ground ball hit hard past a diving Luis Diaz to his left. And a base hit for Edgar Quiero. So an opposite field hit for Quiero. First base runner that Hubeck has allowed thus far in the series. Small sample size, obviously, with just five batters faced on his resume. One on, one away for David Calabrese. Elevated into the number three spot. He's been batting in the 5-6 range throughout most of the series. Today, with the absence of Arroyo Vera off day, he finds himself in the three hole. Pitch on the way. Inside part of the plate for a called strike on Calabrese, 0-1. Not your traditional three hitter. Not hitting for average nor power. He's got 30 RBIs. Kind of whatever numbers. Batting 199. Three home runs, 30 RBIs. Calabrese today appears in his 62nd game. Here he drives one into straightaway center field. Damon Keith setting up and now has to adjust because of the wind. He will make the catch. Tagging and advancing to second base is Plasencia. He overslides the bag and reaches back for it at the very last possible moment. And Betancourt's tag is not quite in time. Keith set up, like planted his feet the whole nine yards, totally anticipating that Plasencia was going to tag and advance, and then all of a sudden at the last moment he took two full strides to his right, and I'm not sure if Damon was going to throw out Plasencia one way or the other, but Hubeck very lucky to keep a couple of balls in the ballpark here in this first inning. Two 400-foot fly ball outs, one by Plasencia, now one by Calabrese. Keith literally had his heels of his cleats on the edge of the warning track on both fly balls. Two away, man in scoring position now. Good heads-up base running by Edgar Quiero. Quiero was the one that tagged in advance. I may have said Plasencia a moment ago. So two down. Alexander Ramirez, the hitter, takes a strike on the first pitch. Now the 0-1. This one misses down low. And it's one ball and one strike. Calling balls and strikes tonight. Behind home plate is Jack Wasson. Daniel Bythaway is out there on the bases. Your two-man California League Blue Crew. Hubeck from the stretch. Checks the runner at second. Home with the 1-1. Breaking ball. Left it a little bit high. 2-1. Hubeck's start on Monday was the first time he had thrown the ball for the Quakes in over a month. His start prior to Monday, a month ago, was against the 66ers, and it was tough. He faced five batters, did not retire anyone. He walked four, but he put those demons in the closet where they belong. Looked like he exercised them fully on Monday with a 1-2-3 frame. And he's been fine here. In saying that, the 2-1 pitch is high, and now 3-1 as he takes the count to his first three-ball count of the day. 3-1 on the right-handed hitting, Alexander Ramirez. 228 hitter, 5 home runs, 34 RBIs out of the cleanup spot. Hubeck comes home, time called, and what are they going to call? Pitch clock violation on Hubeck, and that is ball four. Hey, so on 3-1, Hubeck takes too much time, came home and delivered, but it was too late. Ramirez takes first base on an automatic ball, and it just happens to be ball four. So, two on, two away for Quinton Selma. Hard to call this guy a star of last night's game. You'll see what I'm talking about here in a moment. The pitch fouled back here to the screen, and it's 0-1. Quinton Selma, all he did last night was go 0-for-1. But you need more description than that. His first four plate appearances, he walked. As in 202 hitting Quinton Selma, Quakes couldn't throw him a strike last night. It was awkward. He walked four straight times to start his night, scoring on the first three of them. It was not our night last night. 0-2. And now Hubeck goes. He's got the runner trapped between second and third. They are going to try to get the runner. Oh, and Hubeck just absolutely butchered this play. He ran at the runner at third, quickly wheeled around, had the runner trapped at second too, chose to get the runner at second when he full-blown had the runner at third. Then the runner from first to second, Alexander Ramirez, of course he's going to intentionally get caught to give Edgar Quiero an opportunity. And then Hubeck unnecessarily turned around and started to pay attention to Quiero. Here's a fly ball jack down the right field line. This one is foul. Foul by about 6 to 8 feet. Oh, my. Hubeck's going to have to take a moment to collect himself. He ran at the runner going from second to third initially. Then, for whatever reason, changed gears after having him in a rundown and ran at Alexander Ramirez. Never once threw the baseball, never threw it at all. And then knowing that he was taking a little bit of time with Ramirez, but it wasn't too much time, he then wheeled around to look at Quiero, who was committed to third, and then as he wheeled around, he realized Ramirez was too close to second and no throw. And instead he just slapped the ball into his mitt and then dropped the baseball. He will recover, however. The 1-2 to Quinton Selma is a breaking ball for a strike as he swings right through it, and that will retire the side. A topsy-turvy inning for Peter Hubeck, who knows full well he was his own worst enemy right there as the 66ers pull off a pair of stolen bases there for Quiero. He broke too early. Hubeck ran at him. His seventh stolen base. Ramirez is credited with his 14th, but Selma is down on the breaking ball. Two left stranded. Yikes. End of an inning. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving? What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Well, it was a bit of a weird first inning there for Peter Hubeck, but ultimately it's water under the bridge, and he's able to get out of it. Pitch on the way to Damon Keith, the 1-0 offering, as he leads off here in the second inning. He has a strike in the count 1-1. No score, top half of the second inning, 4-5-6 for the Quakes against Joey Walsh, Damon Keith, Gage Howard, Luis Rodriguez. Pitch on the way, in there for a called strike from Walsh. Counting out a 1-2. The official scorer came in the booth here to catch me up to speed on something, and the official scorer today different than the official scorer from the past 5 days. Better situation here for sure today. However, in saying that, he came in the door and he said, well, I don't think I've ever seen a double steal without a pitch or a throw. I said, well, there you go. There was no delivery to the plate. There was no throw from the pitcher. Ultimately, you could say that Hubeck just conceded. If he didn't throw, what do you mean? They didn't throw. Well, he ran at both guys and they kind of outfoxed him a bit. But ultimately a strikeout to end the inning, so it's all good. Pitch on the way to Keith on 3-2. A line drive into right field, but right at Alexander Ramirez. He'll make the catch. One down. Damon retired. In addition, there's nobody warming up down the right field line, so as we suggested, Hubeck was probably due for up to two innings today. That is the case. With nobody warming up, he will return for his second inning of work. Here's the first pitch swinging. Hard ground ball, but right at the first baseman. This is Quinton Selma. He'll field it cleanly, carry it to the bag. Gage Howard is retired on one pitch. Three unassisted. Two down. So Keith flies out. Howard grounds out. Five in a row set down to start the day for Joey Walsh. Walsh, the left-hander, 2-2 on the year with a 5.82 ERA, but has thrown the ball better lately. His numbers against the Quakes are pretty pedestrian. In fact, against Rancho specifically head-to-head, he's 0-1 with an ERA of 7.94, but it's a very small sample size. Five runs on six hits over 5 2/3 innings. Here is a fly ball hit into right center field, fairly deep off the bat of Luis Rodriguez. Back there at the warning track is Ramirez. He'll haul it in. And just like that, three up and three down for a second consecutive inning. Peter Hubeck coming back on the mound for the Quakes for his second inning of work as Ronan Kopp now just now beginning to get up and loosen so that he will be ready to go come the third. We're headed to the bottom of the second, scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
We've all had at least one teacher in our life that's inspired us and perhaps even changed the trajectory of our life. Just think, you could be that teacher to countless students. Azusa Pacific University's education programs prepare teachers, counselors, and administrators to positively impact the lives of their students. On-campus or online classes are taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information. Azusa Pacific University, graduating game changers since 1899.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake.
If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes and Sixers go to the home half of the second inning. Peter Hubeck back to work. The right-hander delivers. A pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. It is 0-1 here in the second inning. Hubeck facing Miles Emerson, Jeremy Orocho, and Wojta Menchik. These are the 6, 7, and 8 hitters today for Inland Empire. The 0-1 offering is driven into right center field. Moving over is Damon Keith. He is there to make the catch. One down. A couple of deep fly balls in that first inning against Peter Hubeck. This one didn't have nearly the threat to it. A long out for Miles Emerson, one away. Jeremy Orocho will be the hitter. He's had quite the series. Got 6 RBIs thus far in the series, including 2 more last night. He had 4 on Friday, as he has been a killer with men on base. 3 2-run hits in his last 2 days. He had a 2-run double followed by a 2-run triple on Friday. Yesterday it was a 2-run single as part of that 9-run fourth inning. Here's a bouncing ball. Easy play for Gauthier across the diamond. 2 away. 2 up, 2 down for Hubeck here in the second. And Wojta Menchik will be the hitter. Exciting to see Peter Hubeck back at it after that really tough outing against Inland Empire here just over a month ago. Young man drafted out of Gilman High School in Baltimore, Maryland. 21 draft pick by the Dodgers, selected in the 3rd round, number 101 overall. Hubeck, home, misses down and away to Wojta Menchik, 1-0. Hubeck wears number 50 on the back of his blue Dodgerized jersey. 6'3", 170, Baltimore product. Pitch on the way is in there for a strike on Menchik, a right-handed hitter. 1-1. Wojta Menchik, .221 batting average. No home runs, 19 RBIs. The pitch, grounded foul, third base side. 1-2. Ball comes caroming off the fence, forcing Luis Rodriguez to go get it. And he'll lob it into the Inland Empire bullpen down the left field side. 1-2. Hubeck nods yes to his battery mate, Yainer Fernandez, from the belt. The 1-2 offering fouled back here to the screen. Still 1-2. Ronan Kopp, he and his mustache warming up down in the right field bullpen for the Quakes. Ronan not starting now for a second consecutive appearance, but essentially piggybacking on Peter Hubeck. 1-2 on the way, misses high. Count evens at 2-2. Defensively for the Quakes, Yainer Fernandez working with Hubeck. That's the Rancho battery to start. Down to third base, Luis Diaz. Austin Gauthier at short. Kenneth Betancourt at second. Julio Carrion at first. Outfield from left to right, Luis Rodriguez. Damon Keith. Gage Howard in right. Jake Vogel noticeably absent today. It's the day off, hence Keith in center field. Menchik again fouls it off. Still 2-2. Hubeck delivers. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Did he go? They appeal and say no, he did not. Good looking breaking ball. Certainly that is worthy of a chase. Some breaking balls that miss out of the zone. You're like, oh, the hitter's never going to chase that pitch. Not unless he's the most undisciplined guy in the draft class. 3-2 on the way from Hubeck to Menchik is high and tight for ball 4. Nearly hit him. So technically it is the second walk issued by Hubeck. Hubeck is at 30 pitches. And I'm wondering if they will allow him to continue in the answer. As you may be able to tell by the tone of my voice, is no. So Hubeck had a chance to work a 1-2-3 inning, ends up walking Wojta Menchik on a 3-2 pitch. And as he hits the 30-pitch plateau, he will be removed in favor of Ronan Kopp. Inning in two-thirds. Hopefully it'll be scoreless baseball. One hit, two walks, and one strikeout. The first of the two walks came as the pitch clock expired on a 3-1 pitch. Or maybe it was 3-2. Regardless, Ronan Kopp will come out of the bullpen. He said he was warming up so that he would be ready to go in the third. Turns out he's ready to go here in the second as the Quakes will turn to the left-hander to try to get out of this second inning before things go awry. Hubeck will leave with Vojta Menchik at first base. He has 15 stolen bases, so he is certainly a guy you got to keep an eye on. Ronan, being left-handed, will automatically be able to do so, as he'll keep the action in front of him, being a southpaw. Ronan Kopp comes into the game. Pitching change, our first of the day, brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Numbers on Ronan Kopp this year, 3-2 with a 2.08 ERA. Today he makes his 18th appearance. It is his 12th out of the bullpen in relief. Ronan Kopp, young man, stands out there at 6'7", 250 pounds. And yes, I already acknowledged his mustache. Later on this month, 19 days from now, he'll turn 20 years old. 19-year-old out of Baldwin Park, California. 12th round selection by the Dodgers in 2021. That was the first year that the draft became 20 rounds. Dodgers grabbed him in round number 12, and I think they got something with their 12th round selection. Kopp, in his previous 17 outings, carrying that 2.08 ERA. Pretty special. 34 and two-thirds innings. He's given up just 10 runs, 8 earned on 20 hits. 66 strikeouts in 34 and two-thirds with 23 walks. The command will come. Long-term, certainly not worried about it. League hitting just 159 against him. He has enjoyed a nice, successful run here in the California League early in his Quakes career. The 1-0 offering all the way. A line drive. Diaz gloves it, knocking it down, and then has no play. Looked like it was in the glove until it obviously came out and fell to the ground. He lunged to his left. It'll be called a base hit, as it should be. Diaz very much stretching to his left, lunging at that baseball, and had it until he didn't. And then when he went to pick it up, he kicked it as he still had a play on it. They haven't actually ruled on it. I will assume it's a base hit. So Kopp, regardless, here's a ground ball now chopped up the middle. This is Austin Gauthier, flips to Kenneth Betancourt, side retired, and that'll be that. Still no ruling up on the board. There it is. It's a base hit for Darwin Moreno, infield hit. And then Moreno is forced out at second base on a ground ball up the middle by Adrian Plasencia, a fielder's choice that wraps up the inning as it goes 6-4, and that'll be that. Hubeck with a zero over an inning and two-thirds. Ronan Kopp, despite giving up a hit, able to spin a scoreless second inning with his one-third of an inning anyway. On to the third we go. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, August 5th, it's Tony Gonsolin bobblehead giveaway to 1,500 fans in attendance and Friday Night Fun presented by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. It's all coming up on Friday, August 5th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Core, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Quakes and Sixers go to the third inning of play. We are scoreless as it'll be 7-8-9. Rancho still looking for their first base runner today, Junior Garcia. He swings and misses through the Joey Walsh offering. An off-speed pitch. It is 0-1. Junior Garcia to be followed by Julio Carrion and then Kenneth Betancourt against 7-8-9 for the Quakes. Pitch misses upstairs on Junior. Defensively for the 66ers, we have not yet set up their defense for you while the Quakes are at bat, as it's been a very fast two innings offensively for Rancho. Joey Walsh threw just 8 pitches in the first. He threw 9 in the second. 17 total through 2 scoreless perfect innings. 3-1 now on Junior Garcia. Walsh working quickly. The 3-1 offering now on the way. Junior with a slow chopper. Hit out to short. This is Plasencia across the diamond. Makes it look pretty. One away. One gone. Julio Carrion will be the hitter. Seven up, seven down for Joey Walsh as he faces Julio Carrion in this scoreless game. Carrion yesterday had a 2-run home run in the 9th inning for what was at least a little bit of satisfaction for him on an otherwise really rough day for his ball club. The home run was a 2-run 9th inning shot, his 9th of the year, and he's now just 1 off the pace behind both Luis Diaz and Damon Keith, who are tied for the team lead with 10 home runs. Pitch is fouled back, 1-1 on Carrion. His batting average stands at just .240 with the 9 home runs and 43 batted in. He's not only third on the ball club in home runs with 9, he is third on the ball club with 43 runs batted in. Trailing only Keith with 54 and Diaz with 51. One ahead of Luis Rodriguez, who has 42. It's a numbers kind of a day. Joey Walsh ready now for the 1-2 offering. Carrion, a line drive in a right field. Coming on is Ramirez. He'll make the running grab. Julio stings it to the opposite field. Denied, however, as Ramirez makes a running catch. 2 away. 8 in a row to start off the night for Joey Walsh. Kenneth Betancourt will be the hitter. Betancourt got a day off yesterday. Offensively, if you look at the box scores, it says he's been struggling at the plate. Not a lot of success in this series. But again, you'd have to see it. Betancourt has stung some balls, but he's been one of those warning track power kind of guys here in this series. He's literally flown out 2, maybe even 3 times at the wall when I know upon making contact he thought he had gotten it. But alas, he didn't in any scenario. He's also been robbed of a base hit or two. Just hasn't been a lucky series for Kenneth Betancourt. There's a line shot up the middle into center field for a base hit, and he becomes the first Quake to reach safely today against Joey Walsh. So the point I was trying to make is Betancourt's average is down, .284. Hasn't had a lot of success as far as hits in the series, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he's been hitting the ball hard. These days, scouts and minor league executives very much value what's called exit velocity. You can figure out what that is if you are unsure. I'm sure you can figure it out. It's how hard the ball is hit coming off the bat. Betancourt has hit the ball hard on a number of occasions this series. It just hasn't always found a hole, as they say. So in a scoreless tie, Quakes have their first base runner. Two outs. Man aboard at first for Austin Gauthier. He takes inside 1-0. Gauthier struck out swinging in his only at bat. The pitch, breaking ball outside corner for a strike. Count evens at 1-1. One and one from Joey Walsh to Austin Gauthier. Here she comes, just outside. As that one didn't miss by much. 2-1. Again, defensively, it's Miles Emerson catching Joey Walsh today, as that's the Inland Empire battery. Get you the infield after this next pitch. 2-1 on the way to Gauthier. Line drive, base hit into right field. So consecutive two-out hits. Hit so hard that Betancourt has no shot at third. He just maneuvers to second base before holding there. Back-to-back two-out hits. And that'll set the table nicely for Luis Diaz. First and second with two down. See if the Quakes can keep it going and get on the board first. So again, defensively, with Miles Emerson behind the plate, Inland Empire's got Vojta Menchik at third base. The shortstop is Adrian Plasencia. At second base, Jeremy Orocho. Over at first base, Quentin Selma. The outfield from left to right for the 66ers, Darwin Moreno, David Calabrese, and Alexander Ramirez. The pitch, breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. The 1-0 offering on the way to Diaz. A breaking ball in there for a called strike. Pretty good pitch there. Had Diaz frozen. 1-1. One offering to Diaz now. Popped him up. Straight away center field. Calabrese coming in. Has a long way to go to get there. And now the wind takes it from him as he has to step back and make the catch. Completely reversing course after coming in as he makes the catch and adjusts. Austin Gauthier singles to keep the inning alive, but Diaz pops up to center field. Two men left stranded. Two base hits. End of 2.5. Quakes and Sixers are scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Shopping for material and fixtures for your upcoming remodel project? Come to Endless Kitchen and Bath, 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive. Let us help you transform your home by booking a free visit from one of our in-home design consultants. After your appointment, you'll receive a detailed scope of everything you need to transform your home and set up a second meeting in the showroom where we'll work with you to create the finish that works for you. Let us help you get your project off to a flying start. Endless Kitchen and Bath.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lomar Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game too. Visit omnitrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes, zeros on the board with the 66ers here as Rancho Cucamonga, a couple of base hits in the top half of the third inning against Joey Walsh, their first two base runners. Ronan Kopp, the left-hander, number 27 on the back of his blue Dodgerized jersey, delivers, and a weak ground ball off the bat of Edgar Quiero. This is Austin Gauthier across the diamond, very quickly One gone for Ronan Kopp here in the third inning. Ronan's first full inning, he came on for Peter Hubeck with two outs in the second inning. Although he gave up an infield single to Darwin Moreno, he got Adrian Plasencia to wrap up the frame. Pitch on the way to Yainer Fernandez, or rather to David Calabrese, is off the glove of Yainer Fernandez. And rolls all the way to the Sixer dugout. 1-0. Ronan Kopp into the wind. And the 1-0. Here's a line drive on two hops. Gauthier gobbles it up and across the diamond. Half step better than Calabrese. 6-3 now on back-to-back occasions. Quickly two down. Alexander Ramirez, the hitter. He walked on a pitch clock violation that turned out to be ball four in his first inning at bat. Pitch on the way. This one is in the dirt. Check swing for Ramirez. He offered at it. 0-1. Alexander Ramirez, right-handed hitter. 5 home runs, 34 RBIs. Swings and fouls it at the plate. 0-2. Dodgers get a come-from-behind win. 11-9 today over the Chicago Cubs. Julio Urias gave up 5 first-inning runs and only lasted 2 innings. There's a swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Alexander Ramirez on just 3 pitches. Ronan Kopp has his first strikeout in relief. We are off and moving to the 4th inning already. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritageinn, Rancho Cucamonga.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Bar Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Bar Field?
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Well, of course, you know, as soon as I say this, this will be the kiss of death, but man, we are just flying right now. We started today at 5:34. We are at 6:17, and whoosh, 3 innings. Very quickly in the books. Leading it off for Rancho Cucamonga is Yainer Fernandez. Yainer facing Joey Walsh for the second time today. Yainer flew out deep to left field in his first inning at bat. He takes inside for a ball. Yainer, 283 coming into this one. 4 home runs and 34 runs batted in. Pitch is fouled at the plate. Turns out they called that first pitch a strike. It is 0-2. The 0-2 on the way from Joey Walsh. Ground ball hit hard, but right at the third baseman. This is Vojta Menchik across the diamond. One away. So one gone. Yainer grounds out 5-3. And Damon Keith will be the hitter. Joey Walsh goes from the stretch, despite the fact that the bases are empty. Pitch on the way. This one misses low to Damon, 1-0. Keith, in his first inning at bat, or rather his first at bat, which was actually the second inning, flew out to the right fielder, Alexander Ramirez. Pitch on the way is a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Next offering on the way to Damon. This one is low. Two and one. No runs, two hits, no errors for both clubs. Joey Walsh's 2-1. Hard ground ball up the middle in the center field for a base hit. Damon's first knock of the day. So Keith, with one out, becomes the third base runner against Joey Walsh thus far here today. One on, one away for Gage Howard. Howard batting 248. No home runs. 27 driven in. The pitch. This is outside. 1-0. Howard still bidding for his first home run, obviously stuck at zero. Has hit the ball a little harder in this series without really the results to show for it. He flew out to the warning track here a couple of days ago with one of his ABs. Certainly at least made me pause mid-delivery, as I thought perhaps that is a ball that could get out of here. Obviously it didn't, so still looking for his first career home run, not just in a Rancho uniform, but as a professional. University of New Orleans product, was an undrafted free agent in 2021, signed by the Dodgers. The pitch in there for a called strike, and that'll take the count to 3-1. Howard not afraid to take a walk for a guy that doesn't get a ton of playing time. He's walked 24 times in 32 games and make it 25 times in 33 games. That's high ball four. So the Quakes starting to get to Joey Walsh just a little bit. Back-to-back two-out hits, only to see Luis Diaz pop up to end a would-be two-out rally in the third. Now it's a one-out rally in the fourth with back-to-back base runners. As Damon Keith moves to second, Gage Howard on at first, and Luis Rodriguez will be the hitter. See if he can't come through with a clutch hit. The pitch misses outside, 1-0. Luis Rodriguez, a fly ball to right, and is only at bat, 0-1. The 1-0 coming off speed. Nicely delivered on the outside part of the plate for a strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Left-hander Joey Walsh. 6-1, 224 out of Plymouth, Massachusetts. Played collegiately at Boston College. Delivers. There's a drive into left center field and deep. Back there at the top of the warning track. It's off the wall. Bounces high in the air and over. Luis Rodriguez with a three-run home run, and the Quakes are on the board. It is 3-0. It literally hit the top of the fence, bounced high in the air, and caromed over. You don't often see one hit literally off the top of the wall and then shoot straight up in the air. Rodriguez with a jack, his eighth of the year. RBIs 43, 44, 45, and the Quakes on the board in a big way with a three-run bomb. Pitch on the way to Junior Garcia, grounded foul, third base side, it's 0-1. First home run of the game for the Quakes is a U.S. Bank home run for kids, meaning a $10 donation right there going from the fine folks at U.S. Bank to the Inland Empire United Way Kids Pack program, helping less fortunate kids take home nutritious meals for the weekends, keep them healthy, all courtesy of U.S. Bank and the U.S. Bank Home Runs for Kids program. Pitch on the way. Junior Garcia sends it foul and out of play. It is 0-2. eighth home run of the season for Luis Rodriguez, and he leapfrogs over Julio Carrion. He's now third on the team in RBIs. Here's a drive into left field off the bat of Junior Garcia, and this one's going to get out of here as well. Gone to left field. Junior Garcia goes back-to-back with Luis Rodriguez, and it's 4-0. The U.S. Bank drop-in out of my mouth for no less than 10 seconds before I got to say it again. Gladly, it's a U.S. Bank home run for kids. 4-0 Rancho. Junior's seventh. They are alive, those bats. They are alive, Doctor. Four runs here off Joey Walsh in the fourth inning. Pitch on the way to Julio Carrion. This is upstairs. 1-0. Rodriguez with his eighth. Garcia with his seventh. One and zero on Carrion. You won't go back to back to back. I think it was the St. Louis Cardinals last week that went back to back to back to back four in a row. I believe it was anyway. Carrion with a bullet into left field. This is not a home run, but it is a base hit. A clean single to the left, and suddenly it looks as if they've figured out Joey Walsh with four hits here in the inning and all hit pretty well. Varying degrees of depth and length. And out to the mound comes Miles Emerson. Surprisingly, no one from the coaching staff coming out to visit Joey Walsh, who currently is sitting at 3 1/3, four runs on six hits, as the Quakes look to break through here in game six and win for just the second time in San Bernardino. Quakes haven't exactly played bad baseball over the years here in San Bernardino. I was talking to my counterpart, Steve Wendt. He is the 66er broadcaster. And he was talking about the success that the 66ers have had in this particular series. And I said, yeah, this is definitely uncharted territory for Rancho as far as losing a series here in San Bernardino. I can really only think of one series that the Quakes lost here and got ripped up. It was a couple of years ago, I want to say 19. Here's a ground ball hit out to the left side. Plasencia along to Orocho and then to Selma as Betancourt bangs into the inning-ending double play. However, the Quakes with a very productive fourth inning. Hopefully this will get them back on track. A 4-0 advantage at the end of 3.5 on the Quakes Radio Network.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
The Quakes Teen Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quentin Selma to lead things off as the Quakes have spotted Ronan Kopp the big lead, 4-0 at the 3.5 inning point. Bottom half of four as Selma to be followed by Miles Emerson and then Jeremy Orocho. These are the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. The 1-0 pitch. Instead, time is called as Selma is out of the box. Luis Rodriguez. And Junior Garcia go back-to-back. For Rodriguez, his 8th. Garcia, his 7th. Hopefully, that is what the Quakes need. The 2-1 offering all the way now from Ronan Kopp. This is outside. 3 balls and a strike. Time called now as Selma is out of the box. Again, he walked 4 times yesterday, hitting just 202 coming into today. Gotta throw him strikes, Roan. Gotta throw him strikes. The 3-1 offering on the way. There's a strike down the middle. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff pitch, 3-2 on the way. Strike 3 called. Selma took a step towards the dugout, knowing full well that he let that one pass. So Ronan battles back, down 3-1 in the count. Comes back to strike out Quentin Selma. 1 away. And for Ronan Kopp, it is his 2nd strikeout in relief. Miles Emerson will be the hitter. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball a little bit high from Ronan. And it's 1-0. Pitch on the way. This one is a strike. 1-1. Ronan working quickly. The 1-1 offering fouled back here to the screen. 1-2 now on Emerson, who flew out to the center fielder in his first at-bat. Ronan into the wind, and the 1-2 offering on the way. All the way to the backstop as he missed everything. Just a bit high, as Harry Doyle would famously say. 2-2 to Miles Emerson. That one was a 59-footer. Bounces up to the plate and all the way to the backstop. So Ronan has hit the backstop with back-to-back pitches. One over, one under, if you will. And a full count now on Emerson at 3-2. Ronan into the wind. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Still 3-2. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the 66ers. The Baldwin Park, California native. Into the wind, and again the 3-2. It's blistered into center field for a base hit. Damon Keith got to play it on a couple of hops. So Miles Emerson was sitting on that pitch. So he got a good one to hit on 3-2. Second hit surrendered by Ronan Kopp. 1-1 away for Jeremy Orocho. Jeremy Orocho. Pitch on the way. Misses inside all the way to the backstop. Gainer Fernandez got a partial glove on it. They're going to call it a pass ball. Tough one for Gainer. I would have gone wild pitch there myself. Why does it matter? Well, it does in the grand scheme of things. It actually would help Ronan Kopp potentially if that run would score. Depends how the rest of the inning would play out, but a wild pitch does not do any favors to your ERA, whereas a passed ball is somebody else's fault, meaning the catcher. It's like an error in that regard. 2-1 2-0 on the way to Jeremy Orocho. There she is, outside part of the plate for a strike. 2-1. Pitch coming home, fisted into shallow center field, backing up is Betancourt. He's going to get there, and he'll make the backhanded catch. Returning to the bag at second base is Miles Emerson. So Orocho fists one to the second baseman, Betancourt. Little humpback liner, two away. Vojta Menchik will be the hitter. 66ers with a pretty good history here of affiliations throughout all the years. Dodgers a couple of times. Of course, currently the Angels. Back in the day, they were also the Mariners. So you get quite the mixture of fandom here with names on the backs of jerseys and T-shirts and bobbleheads and what have you. Uh-oh, and now alarmingly, what is going on here with Yainer Fernandez? He is being checked out now. He is behind home plate, like almost all the way to the backstop. May have gotten hit with the backswing by Jeremy Orocho. And he's got the mask off, being checked out by both the trainer Ike Cato and John Shoemaker. How he ended up all the way back here to the net, though, is beyond me. Perhaps just in pain and just started walking that direction, trying to walk it off. Sometimes when we're hurting, we just don't know which way we're moving. Seen that plenty throughout time. Well, Yainer is ready to go here as he digs in behind home plate. Anyways, there's always some sort of old school shirts and old school jerseys and fans that have this and that that are reminiscent of the Mariners era or the Dodgers era or what have you. But I just saw a lady with a full-blown Seattle Mariners number 24 jersey. Ken Griffey Jr., of course, in the big leagues for Seattle, wore number 24. But the name on the back of the jersey was not Griffey. I don't know what the name said. I'm thinking it was probably a customized jersey with her name on it. Griffey, of course, played here in San Bernardino way back in the day for the San Bernardino Spirit as like an 18-year-old kid. He, of course, cracked the big leagues at 19. Ken Griffey Jr. is on the alumni list of San Bernardino baseball. Back then, of course, they were the San Bernardino Spirit, eventually the San Bernardino Stampede, and now the Inland Empire 66ers. But she had long hair, and it was covering all but the first and last letters of the name, and it was not G and Y with hair in between. So I could see the 24, and I was like, oh, that's a sharp Ken Griffey Jr. jersey. Oops, it's not. Who is that? No one has worn 24 for the Seattle Mariners since, so it's not as if that's a tribute to Julio Rodriguez, who is the new kid in town in Seattle. He's going to the All-Star game, in fact. The former Modesto Nutt, quite the feather in his cap for his rookie season. Plenty of former Quakes going to the All-Star game as well, including a couple getting some starts. The 2-2 offering on the way. Grounded foul. Third base side. 2-2 on Vojta Menchik. Congratulations goes out to Tony Gonsolin, who will be placed on our All-Star jersey wall at Lone Mart Field for making the MLB All-Star game. He's had a Cy Young caliber season. Hopefully the All-Star game is just the beginning for Tony Gonsolin. Clayton Kershaw is also going to the All-Star game. So is Mookie Betts. So is Trey Turner. So is Jock Peterson of the San Francisco Giants. Jock is going to start. Very exciting. 2-2 on the way to Vojta Menchik. Misses high. Full count at 3-2. Out in the right field bullpen for Rancho. There is action. Ronan getting dangerously close here to throwing too many pitches in a single inning. And so they're going to get, I believe that's Adolfo Ramirez up and ready. There's ball four. That is high to Menchik. And I would bet you they're going to come out here and talk to Ronan to try to slow the momentum a little bit and allow Adolfo Ramirez to continue to get warm. And just like that, right on cue, here's Dern Olinger. So Ronan Kopp has painted himself into a little bit of a corner. Two outs, two aboard for Darwin Moreno. The nine hitter singled in his last at bat in and out of the glove of Luis Diaz. So the Dodgers send four men to the All-Star game. Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, not former Quakes. Tony Gonsolin, of course, homegrown. And Clayton Kershaw, former Quake because of three different rehab appearances. Jock Peterson going to the All-Star game. And after that, I'm not sure the Quakes necessarily are represented any more than that. I think it's, well, I mean, obviously Mike Trout, so that's a little silly. I was trying to think in the National League. So we'll try to keep our eyes open. We did not gather up all those names here. So that's three players that will be in the All-Star game. Four, rather. Three in the National League. Four overall that have worn a Quakes jersey with Peterson, Trout, Kershaw, Gonsolin. Have to look at all the other All-Stars. See if we can't spy some former Quakes. Pitch on the way is a little bit high, 1-2. One and two on the way to Darwin Moreno. Misses high and outside. 2-2, and Ronan Kopp is scuffling a bit, showing a lot of emotion. Pitch on the way. Is outside again. Full count at 3-2. Runners at first and second, respectively, will be on the move with two down. This might be Ronan's last pitch. The 3-2 on the way to Darwin Moreno. And instead, Kopp will step off as time is called. Pitch on the way now from Ronan on 3-2. This one is hit foul. Full count of 3-2. Runners again will get their respective leads. Kopp about to throw his 43rd pitch. Here it comes. It's a swing and a miss. A high fastball. Darwin Moreno may have chased ball four. It was a 95-mile-an-hour heater high in the zone. And Ronan, despite allowing a couple of base runners here to reach successfully in the fourth inning, ends up striking out two and spinning a scoreless frame. Inland Empire leaves a pair of men stranded. They have now left six men in four innings. On to the fifth we go. 4-0 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you're looking for a refreshing beer, look no further than the King of Beers. Since 1876, Budweiser has been the American gold standard for a light lager. Brewed with the best barley malt and a blend of premium hop varieties for a crisp and flavorful taste in every sip. So if you're looking for a fresh-tasting beer with a smooth finish, grab a Bud today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes come to bat here in the top half of the fifth inning. Austin Gauthier swings and sends one foul up the first baseline. It is 0-1. Top of the order here. Third time through the order, but Joey Walsh will not get to face these hitters. As Gauthier sees a new arm, this is Kelvin Caceres, who was dominant a couple of nights ago, retiring all nine men that he faced to get a three-inning save in an Inland Empire win earlier in the series. I believe that was Wednesday. The 1-1 offering on the way to Gauthier. Misses down and away. 2-1. Get you Joey Walsh's final line. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Kelvin Caceres into the game for Inland Empire. Pitch on the way is lifted high in the air on the right side. Foul territory. Quentin Selma is over there, and he'll make the catch. Juggling it for a brief moment. Gauthier fouls out. One gone. Luis Diaz will be the hitter. Final line on Joey Walsh. He leaves trailing 4-0. He gives up four runs, all earned on six base hits. One strikeout, one walk. Struck out the first man of the game. He had retired the first eight men that he faced. And then the roof just crumbled around him. Gave up four hits in a four-run fourth after retiring the first eight men that he faced overall. Pitch on the way is in the dirt to Luis Diaz. 1-0. Diaz, right-handed hitter, awaiting Caceres' pitch. It's a breaking ball that misses inside. 2-0. The 2-0 offering on the way. Misses upstairs. 3-0 on Diaz. Pitch coming home. The 3-0 down and away. Ball four. So Kelvin Caceres retired all nine men that he faced earlier in the week. Second man that he faces here. It's a four-pitch walk. So Diaz is aboard for Yainer Fernandez, who is 0-2 today. Yainer had himself a career night a couple of nights ago. On Thursday, in a 10-6 Rancho Cucamonga victory, Fernandez had a career best five runs batted in. And this will not be Yainer Fernandez. Griffin Lockwood Powell instead will come to the plate as Yainer is scratched going forward here. Must have taken that backswing. Again, we did not see what happened. We followed the ball in play, and then when we were digging in our scorecard, when we looked up, Yainer had his mask off, his glove down, and was back here behind home plate near the net. And that's obviously not good. So the Quakes will be down to one catcher the rest of the day. Move over to first base, chasing Diaz back. So Griffin Lockwood Powell will be pinch hitting for Yainer Fernandez. Powell started last night, had a tough game defensively, was charged with a couple of throwing errors. Pitch on the way. The 0-1 misses outside, and it's 1-1. Lockwood Powell batting .222 in 8 Quakes games. He has 6 hits and 27 at-bats, with 3 of them going over the fence. 3 home runs, 7 runs batted in. Pitch on the way is outside for a ball. Snap throw down to first base, and Diaz nearly came off the bag. And, in fact, the tag was applied. Diaz's momentum still coming off the bag. He actually did come off the bag when the tag was off of him and then back on once the tag was reapplied. You got to be careful down there. Luis sometimes a little on the erratic side. Nearly got back picked there. Oh, my gosh. What a massive jump. Diaz just stole a bag and absolutely no help. So he broke early, and he will be credited with his 26th stolen base of the season. Lockwood took it for a strike, and it's 2-2. Two and two offering on the way. A breaking ball is a little outside. Full count now, 3-2. Four runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for the 66ers. Diaz credited with his 26th stolen base of the year. It's a Safeco Insurance stolen base. You're safe with Safeco. Diaz checks his surroundings now at second. Orocho flirting with him a bit at second. Now gets off the bag. Diaz increases his lead. The 3-2 pitch way outside and in the dirt, but offering at it was Griffin Lockwood Powell. Badly fooled on the breaking ball. Two outs. And for Kelvin Caceres, his first strikeout in relief. Two gone. Man in scoring position for Damon Keith. Season-long numbers on Kelvin Caceres, 3-2 with a 4.74 ERA. But in the month of June and July here towards the second half of the season, he's been lights out. There goes Diaz down to third. The throw on the money and in time. Got him. Daniel Nava going to argue with the base umpire, but it certainly looked as if Diaz just slid right into the tag. I don't know why Diaz is going anyway. He's in scoring position with two outs. I will never understand that. Quakes end the inning with an out on the bases as Diaz getting overly excited on the bases. That was just too much going on there. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning as we've reached the halfway point. Quakes maintaining a 4-0 lead on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that each Californian throws away an average of 4.5 pounds of trash each day? That adds up to 30 million tons of trash in a single year. You can do your part to reduce the amount of trash going into the landfill by recycling. Finding out where to recycle your bottles and cans is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-RECYCLE for a recycling center near you, or log on to earth911.com. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with 6 locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and 2 in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Quakes with a 4-0 advantage here in the bottom half of inning number five. First pitch swing and ground ball hit hard. Diaz has it. Fires to first base. They're going to say he's out. Wow, Diaz bobbled not once, twice. Looked like he decommitted and then refocused and fired an absolute laser to first base. Wow. Hard ground ball by Plasencia to the left of Diaz. He made a nifty pick, but then he lost control of it. By the time he regathered, he literally looked like he was conceding defeat. And then after just a brief moment of clarity, saw maybe I can get him. And then he let go of a rocket. You're not going to see a more superior throw from third base than that one right there as far as the velo on it. That thing was humming. Absolutely humming. Pitches inside and it hit him. So Edgar Quiero is down to first base as he takes a breaking ball off the leg. We just can't slow down here. And it's mostly Luis Diaz. Almost gets backpicked, falling off of first base. Runs early to second. Steals it with no throw. It's thrown out at third. Daniel Nava, for the record, was all over the base umpire. Daniel Bythaway, I don't know if Nava had a bad angle, but all of us up in the press box were stunned to see Nava not only get after the third base umpire there on the play, but then follow Daniel Bythaway, the base umpire, out to center field to continue the conversation. Diaz looked clearly out, and I'm not sure what Nava saw or perhaps what we didn't see, but it definitely was peculiar that that conversation continued and extended as long as it did. Here is David Calabrese as he fouls one at the plate. Pitch on the way, a swing and a foul into the glove of the catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell. 0-2. So Plasencia on a wild 5-3 ground out. Quiero hit by a pitch, one on, one away. Ronan home with the 0-2 offering. It's popped up behind home plate. Lockwood Powell to give it a peek, but nowhere near playable there. Oh and two. The 0-2 offering on the way. A high pop-up hit into shallow right field. Howard coming on. Lots of time. Loses his cap. Has the baseball, though. And there are two away. Gage able to make the catch. Two down for Alexander Ramirez. And here is John Shoemaker as Ronan has hit his pitch limit. So Ronan Kopp, I believe that's going to be 50 pitches on the nose for Ronan Kopp. Ronan will get checked by the home plate umpire, as is customary these days when every pitcher leaves the field. Make sure there's no silly substance on their hands or their arms. Can't be cheating. No. Shu will go get Adolfo Ramirez, who enters and becomes the third pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga today. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Ronan Kopp goes three innings. Leaves with two outs in the fifth inning. And his line is TBD. Two hits allowed by Ronan. One walk and one hit batter. He only struck out three. And Kopp, who cannot lose it, but he could potentially be awarded the win if the official scorer were to use his discretion in doing so. Adolfo Ramirez, new right-hander into the game for Rancho Cucamonga. Ramirez making his 13th appearance on the season, a 4-0 mark with a 3.25 ERA. 13th appearance, 12th in relief. Ramirez 27 and two-thirds. 13 runs, 10 earned on 20 hits, 36 strikeouts, 12 walks, and the league batting 198 against him. Pitch on the way to Alexander Ramirez from Adolfo Ramirez. No relation. Pitch misses outside, and it's 1-0. With two down, here's the 1-0 offering on the way. Fouled back here to the screen. 1-1. Alexander Ramirez has walked and struck out. Inland Empire has left two men on base on three different occasions here today, meaning they've left six men on in four innings. They just have not been able to come through with the big hit to chase home any of these base runners. Hubeck walked two. Kopp hit a batter and walked a batter. So they've gotten some freebies. Not a lot of hits, though, to punish the Quakes for issuing the freebies. 1-2 on the way. Misses outside from Adolfo. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dodgers win 11-9. We will delve into the California League scoreboard now that everything is underway. The 2-2 on the way to Ramirez. Hit foul. Right side and out of play. Still 2-2. San Jose is leading Fresno, trying to win for just the second time up north against our next opponent, the Fresno Grizzlies. 2-1 Giants in the eighth inning. Stockton trying for 4 of 6 in Modesto. The Ports lead the Nuts 3-0 in the fourth. There's a swing and a miss on a ball down and away out of the zone. Alexander Ramirez strikes out. Adolfo Ramirez punches out the only man he faces here in the fifth inning to keep the zero on the board. Rancho leads it 4-0 at the end of five on the Quakes Radio Network.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Family owned and operated and voted number one. Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lonemart Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lonemart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in front 4-0 as we go to the top half of the sixth inning. It will be Damon Keith to lead it off. Keith will be followed by Gage Howard and Luis Rodriguez after the Quakes ended the fifth inning, getting caught on the bases, 2-5 on the caught stealing by Luis Diaz. Keith was left stuck at the plate, so he'll be back up there to open inning number six as he takes the first pitch for ball, 1-0. Next offering in there for a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Keith today has singled and scored. He rode home on the Luis Rodriguez three-run home run. He swings and drives one into right center field. Fairly deep, backing up, reaching up, and unable to make the catch is Alexander Ramirez. Damon Keith flying into second and then immediately applies the brakes and will hold with a long double. Ramirez with a good throwing arm, and he didn't feel like testing it. Ramirez could not catch up to that one. Looked like he might have got a glove on it. It's difficult. It was against a white background on the fence sign in question. And so we were waiting, and then when he crashed into the wall, I saw the ball hit the ground. I'm not sure where exactly he was when the ball came free. So nearly a great running grab. Instead, it's a double for Damon Keith. His second hit of the day and the first allowed by Kelvin Caceres. Here's a ground ball hit to third. They're going to try to tag Damon, and they will do so. Ground ball hit in front of Damon Keith and negligently tries to advance. And he looks irritated as if the umpire missed the call. Gage Howard grounds to third. He's got his head down, shaking his head now. I'm not sure if he feels like he was safe or if he's disappointed with his decision. Never, never, never should he have gone to third base right there. Perhaps he thought the third baseman was too deep to tag him. Obviously, that was not the case as Keith is out, five unassisted. So Gage Howard safe at first on the fielder's choice. Luis Rodriguez will be the hitter. He swings and misses at the first offering, and it's 0-1. Next pitch coming home, grounded foul, third base side. 0-2. One out. The 0-2 offering on the way. Breaking ball misses way high. Gage going to be safe down at second base. The tag applied by Jeremy Orocho. He's bouncing around like he had him easily, and Gage was clearly in there with a stolen base. I don't quite get some of these guys with their emotions, thinking they're out when they're safe and safe when they're out, bouncing around. I don't get it. Gage was clearly safe. Pitch on the way. Ground ball routinely hit to third. Howard will not go. Instead, an awry throw up the right field line. Down to third base now goes Gage Howard. And safe at first is Luis Rodriguez. E5 throwing error. Charged to Voida Menchik. So after Howard steals his third base of the year, stolen base is a Safeco Insurance stolen base. Here's safe with Safeco, second of the day for the Quakes. Howard advances to third on the throwing error, and Rodriguez is safe. Pitch on the way to Junior Garcia. Misses inside. It's 1-0. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Junior Garcia homered behind Rodriguez in the fourth inning as the two went back to back. The 0-2 now on the way, grounded foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Opportunity to perhaps blow it open a bit here with a big hit. 4-0 Quakes lead. Runners at first and third, one out. The 0-2. Here's a ground ball towards the hole on the left side. Plugged up by the shortstop, Plasencia. And his throw to second, they say, is late. Rodriguez walks off the bag and has to step back on it, and he's safe. And now Orocho, who was complaining earlier, now may have a legitimate beef as he is lighting up base umpire Daniel Bythaway. I certainly did not see that Orocho was off the bag when he took the throw. And he will plead his case to no avail. So the throw pulls the second baseman off the bag. And a run will score. It's 5-0. So regardless, it'll be an RBI for Junior Garcia. He should be safe at first on a fielder's choice. Rodriguez should be safe at second on an error, but who will the error be on? Here's a pop-up to Julio Carrion, and it will be caught by Calabrese in center field. Two away. Kenneth Betancourt will be the hitter. So there's still no ruling up on the board. Such a mess here in San Bernardino sometimes. They've still got Junior Garcia's headshot up on the board and still one out. It's still 4-0, and the count is 0-2 on Junior Garcia. Such a mess. So frustrating. Pitch on the way to Carrion. Misses down and away, and it's 1-0. There is a reason for it. It's not just total ineptness and laziness. Sometimes, perhaps. There is a scoring computer that is not affiliated with the online scoreboard, but basically you have to score the game into the scoreboard. And if one wrong move happens, you just crash and burn. Pitch on the way to Kenneth Betancourt. Misses down low, and it's 2-0. Like the days for some of these scoreboards out there, the days of, oh, that's outside for ball one. Let me press the ball key one time. Beep. Now it says 1-0 up on the board. It doesn't work like that. Didn't work like that earlier this year in Modesto. It doesn't work like that here in San Bernardino. And as a result, it is constantly wrong. 3-1 now on Betancourt. Two outs as the scoreboard is finally updated and correct. Pitch on the way is lifted high in the air down the right field line. Foul territory over there as Quinton Selma, he can't make the catches. It's just off the tip of his glove right prior to him colliding with the fence in foul territory. The netting, I should say. 3-2 on Betancourt. So the runners will be getting a head start now on 3-2 at second base. Rodriguez at first, Junior Garcia. A couple of guys that can certainly take advantage of the head start here. With two down, the 3-2 offering. On the way to Betancourt, swing and a miss. Got him. Caceres blows him away with a fastball as Kenneth is down on strikes for the first time today. And that'll do it here in the sixth inning. But the Quakes take advantage of some Inland Empire mistakes here, scoring a run thanks to some missteps in the field by Inland Empire. And at the end of 5.5, the Quakes have a 5-0 lead on the Quakes Radio Network.
Kegel's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Kegel's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kegels.com.
The Wright Printing Company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
3-4 by Jeremy Orocho as he came off the bag too early on what was otherwise a good throw from Adrian Plasencia, as we finally have confirmation is the result that plates the fifth run of the game for Rancho Cucamonga. 5-0 at the end of 5.5 as the Quakes lead this one. Adolfo Ramirez hopefully will be in the driver's seat the rest of the way. He got the final out in the fifth inning and certainly is capable of going the remainder of today's ball game if that's the case. There's a ground ball routinely chopped out to the second baseman. This is Kenneth Betancourt along to Carrion. Very quickly, Quinton Selma is a 4-3 ground out. One gone for Miles Emerson. One out for Miles Emerson. Pitch on the way. This is outside. 1-0. The 1-0 offering, a swing and a foul at the plate. Griffin Lockwood Powell can't hang on. One ball, one strike. So it is an RBI for Junior Garcia. He gets credit for his second run batted in of the day. Now 42 on the season. 1-1 offering, lifted down the right field line, foul and out of play. 1-2. The 1-2 offering on the way, a swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell. This time he does hang on. Strike three, and for Adolfo Ramirez, already his second strikeout in relief. Final line on Ronan Kopp. No runs, two hits, three innings pitched. Struck out three, walk one, hit a batter. And he is potentially in line for the W. Official scorer's discretion, however, so we will have to wait on that a little bit. Pitch on the way to Jeremy Orocho is off the mark. 1-0. Adolfo Ramirez, right-hander, goes from the stretch. The 1-0 offering on the way. Hit foul, left side out of play. 1-1. Ramirez did not break camp with the Quakes, meaning he did not leave spring training for Quakes opening day. He remained back healthy, and they just didn't really have a roster spot for him here in Rancho. It is ironic that couldn't make the team out of spring training, and yet he's arguably been one of the best arms that we've seen here this year. Here's a line drive into left center field. That is in there for a base hit. Throw coming in from Rodriguez. He is not in time. So Jeremy Orocho legs out a two-out double. First hit surrendered by Adolfo Ramirez, a two-out two-bagger, and Vojta Menchik will be the hitter. Menchik has walked on both occasions today, 0-4-0. Pitch on the way. Is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Next offering on the way is outside, 1-1. Two down. The 1-1 offering on the way. A breaking ball misses outside. Quickly updating the Cal League scoreboard. Lake Elsinore gets on the board against Visalia. Storm leading 1-0 as they just plated a run in the fifth inning. They've now gone to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Storm leading the Rawhide 1-0. Trying to split that six-game series with the Hide. two teams are tied atop the South Division second half standings with matching 8-6 records. Visalia's won 3 of 5 in that series thus far. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Got him. Menchik down on strikes for the first time tonight, and for Adolfo Ramirez, it's his third strikeout in relief. Heading for the seventh, 5-0 Quakes on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving, what's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes lead it 5-0 as we go to the seventh inning of play. Matthew McMillan will take over for the Inland Empire 66ers. Kelvin Caceres goes 2 innings and is guilty of a run here in the Rancho seventh inning. McMillan will face the top third of the order, Gauthier, Diaz, and then Lockwood Powell. As the pitch to Gauthier is off the mark, 1-0. Matthew McMillan, who was saddled with the loss on Thursday in Rancho's 10-6 victory, delivers, and Gauthier pops it up routinely to right field. Moving over to make the catch is Ramirez, and there's one away. Pitch on the way is upstairs to Luis Diaz, and it's 1-0. Next offering on the way, ground ball hit hard, but Vojta Menchik a step to his left. Now a long throw coming, not in time. Diaz flamboyantly crosses first base. Helmet goes flying, and he gives the safe sign well prior to the umpire calling him safe. Infield base hit, flying up that line like he shot out of a cannon. He is an incredibly fun player to watch. Arguably too erratic. At times, it certainly seems as if. But it is never a dull moment with Luis Diaz, that is for sure. He is uber talented. Pitch on the way. Misses outside to Griffin Lockwood Powell. And it's 1-0. Lockwood Powell in his first at-bat struck out swinging after taking over for Yainer Fernandez defensively. Pitch on the way is low. Ball 2, 2-0. 5 runs, 8 hits. No errors for the Quakes. No runs, 4 hits. And 2 errors for the 66ers. 3-0 now on Griffin Lockwood Powell. Concerned for Yainer Fernandez and his health. Good news is tomorrow he'll have a day to recoup and hopefully will not find himself on the shelf. Otherwise, it's certainly conceivable that Marco Hernandez would be called upon to do some catching. Pitch on the way. He is in the dirt for ball four. Griffin Lockwood Powell walks on four pitches. Matthew McMillan issues his first free pass. Now two on with one away. And Damon Keith will be the hitter. He's 2-for-3. Final line on Kelvin Caceres. Two innings, one run. It was unearned, though. One hit, two strikeouts, and one walk. Pitch on the way from McMillan to Keith. Bouncing ball hit slowly to third. Charging in Menchik. The throw to second, and they get the runner there. Now a throw back to third as Diaz back in there safely prior to the throw and the tag. So Keith safe at first on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 where they get Griffin Lockwood Powell, and then Orocho came back to Menchik to try to get Luis Diaz. And they nearly had him as Luis with a big round of third base instead gets back in there safely. Two down. Pitch on the way. This is outside. 1-0. Offering on the way. A breaking ball in there for a called strike. 1-1. The pitch to Gage Howard, a swing and a miss. 1-2. And now time called. Home plate umpire Jack Wasson steps out from behind home plate, points at Gage Howard and says, this guy right here called for timeout. 1-2 on the way from McMillan to Gage Howard. Sliced over the head of Diaz. Foul down the third baseline. Ball and two strikes. Numbers on McMillan very quickly. 1-1 record, 6.52 ERA. Tonight represents his 16th appearance all in relief. 29 innings, has given up 25 runs, 21 earned. On 29 hits, 26 strikeouts, and also 26 walks. There is strike three as Howard is down on strikes to finish the seventh inning. Quakes leave two men stranded as Rancho comes up empty here in the seventh inning. Fans here in San Bernardino to take their seventh inning stretch. 5-0 Quakes at the stretch on the Quakes Radio Network.
The best sports teams and companies know the importance of understanding data at the highest level. Just having the analytics isn't enough. How do you apply what you know? Azusa Pacific University's Masters in Applied Statistics and Analysis develops problem solvers able to make better decisions based on stats. Earn your Masters in Applied Stats by classes taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information. apu.edu. Graduating game changer since 1899.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. Can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Bottom half of the seventh coming up. Darwin Moreno will lead things off for Inland Empire. He swings and sends one foul into the stands behind home plate. It's 0-1. Adolfo Ramirez has been very strong thus far in relief. Just an inning and a third, but he has struck out three and allowed just one base hit, one total base runner, and he stranded a man in the fifth inning. Inland Empire has been brutal today. They have left eight men stranded in six innings, collecting just four hits, and they have not had any opportunity to, well, they've had plenty of opportunities to score. They haven't done so, though. No cashing in with any two-out hits. Pitch on the way to Moreno, missed, and it's 2-1. Ramirez back to work. The 2-1 offering is inside. 3-1. Darwin Moreno tonight is 1-for-2 with an infield hit. The 3-1, breaking ball for a strike. It's a full count. 3-2. Pitch on the way, misses inside. Ball four. Adrian Plasencia, the hitter, as we go back to the top of the order. Plasencia 0-for-3 today after a big night last night with four RBIs. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Pitch on the way to Plasencia now is fouled at the plate. One, two. Oh, and two offering on the way. Misses high. 1-2. Pitch coming home is hit foul. Left side and out of play. 1-2. Pitch coming. This is outside. But throwing the bat at it was Plasencia. Swinging and fouling it off. Pretty good effort there to stay alive there with two strikes. 1-2, the count remains. One, two. That one is on the outside corner, and he cannot throw the bat at that one. Instead, he'll just walk away. Maybe he'll throw the bat elsewhere. So after a walk to Darwin Moreno, Plasencia ends up striking out. Finally, one down here in the seventh. One on, one away. 5-0 Rancho. And Edgar Quiero will be the hitter. Pitch on the way. Outside edge for a called strike. 0-1. Quiero, switch hitter. Batting left-handed against Ramirez. The 0-1. This is down low. Dodgers win earlier today. Freddie Freeman not going to the All-Star game, at least not yet. He had a home run. Pitch coming home. This is inside. Now 2-1. Kershaw, Gonsolin, Betts, and Trey Turner. They're all going to the All-Star game. Dodgers sweep the Cubs today with an 11-9 victory. And they've won 11 of 12. Here's a hard ground ball hit right to Goff here. He'll fire to second for one, and then the throw to first is not in time. Out at second base is Darwin Moreno. So one away, or rather they get one out for out number two, I beg your pardon. Edgar Quiero safe at first base. One on now, two away. Quiero over at first base for David Calabrese. Calabrese 0 for 3. Two fly balls and a grounder to Goff here. The pitch misses outside, 1-0. I remember Tony Gonsolin coming up in 2017. It was towards the end of the season, and he had some good stuff when he could command. But similar to his early tenure as a Dodger, it was just potential, but seemed like he was always in and out of trouble. Here's a fly ball into center field. Damon Keith is there. He'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. Inland leaves their ninth man stranded. Tony Gonsolin has really put it all together, and he's the best pitcher in the National League, arguably in Major League Baseball this year, and he deserves all the credit in the world. On to the eighth inning. It's all Quakes right now at 5-0. Six outs still to get here on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
Welcome to Endless Kitchen and Bath, your interior renovation reimagined, offering you the look you love that's tailored to your taste and lifestyle. With an endless variety of cabinetry, quartz and stone, luxury vinyl plank flooring, engineered and hardwood flooring, as well as a luxurious collection of kitchen, bath, and shower fixtures, our exceptional consultants will help translate your ideas into a cohesive look that reflects your style. Go to endlesskitchenandbath.com or visit our 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
To the eighth inning of play, Luis Rodriguez will lead things off for Rancho Cucamonga. He'll be followed by Junior Garcia and Julio Carrion. The pitch driven foul down the right field line. Ramirez over there in foul territory up against the tarp and has it. What a terrific catch. On top of the tarp down the right field line in foul territory, he leans over, literally makes himself a little bed over there on top of the tarp. And is good to go. One away. Really nice grab. Obstacles be darned. One gone now for Junior Garcia. The pitch. This is down low. 1-0. Quakes with a win here today will salvage the final game of this six-game set and win two of the six, bringing a stop to their second two-game skid of the series. Here's a pop-up hit on the left side of the infield. This is Plasencia. He'll make the catch. Garcia is retired. Two away. He's 1-for-4. Julio Carrion is 1-for-3. Will be the hitter. A win will take them to 6-9 in the second half and 42-39 overall, and would give them a three-game lead over Inland Empire in the overall standings. Why is that important? Well, if Lake Elsinore wins the second half, and of course, if the Quakes don't win the second half, then we are absolutely rooting for Lake Elsinore to win the second half. Then Rancho must finish with the best overall mark next to the Storm in order to qualify for the postseason. And right now, if the Storm were to go on to win the second half, the next best team in would be Rancho. Currently not playing terribly well. The 0-2 to Carrion is swung on and missed. And on three pitches, he's down on strikes. Matthew McMillan earns his second punch out in relief. And the Quakes go in order here in a 1-2-3 eighth. Down to the bottom of the eighth inning coming up. Inland Empire down to their last six outs. Quakes leading it 5-0 on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only 2/3 of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials, and that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game too. Visit OmniTrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming up now as Alexander Ramirez will lead things off. Inland Empire sending 4, 5, and 6 to the mound here. Gabe Emmett will take over as Adolfo Ramirez will get credit for 2 1/3 innings of scoreless relief, as Emmett was definitely scheduled to throw here today, and the Quakes will not veer from that plan, as they will roll with the right-hander Emmett. Here's the 2-0 offering. It's ripped into right field for a base hit. So Alexander Ramirez, a line drive and a hit. Leadoff single is Inland Empire's sixth hit of the contest now. I beg your pardon, their fifth base hit. We add them up quickly. Ramirez gave up just one base hit in his 2 1/3 innings, as we'll get you his final line here in a moment. Pitch on the way is off the mark to Quinton Selma. 1-0. Adolfo Ramirez, 2 1/3 scoreless innings, gives up just the one hit, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. Ramirez throws a grand total of 39 pitches, 24 strikes, looked super sharp doing it, lowers his ERA from 3.25 to 3.00. One more out and he'll officially be in the twos, but he'll have to wait about 5 days for that one. 1-1 now on Quinton Selma, leadoff man aboard. Gabe Emmett now forced to work from the stretch here with a man aboard, nobody out, the 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1. At this level of baseball, it's very much about development and sticking to the plan. Quakes, I saw the pitching plan today. They had 4 guys scheduled to throw. There's a ball inside and all the way to the backstop as Lockwood Powell can't get a glove on it. It's a wild pitch on Gabe Emmett. Down to second base goes Ramirez on the wild pitch, so that takes away the threat of the double play ball. 3-1 on Quinton Selma. I saw the pitching plan today, and the Quakes have not deviated from that plan. Here's a ground ball hit foul down the first baseline. A knuckleball crawled up Julio Carrion's left arm and on down the line towards the bullpen. 3-2. The schedule was Hubeck, Kopp, Ramirez, and Emmett. I speculated, because the Quakes were doing so well, that perhaps Adolfo Ramirez would take us to the finish line. The 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Gabe Emmett with his first strikeout in relief. There's one gone. But instead of potentially 4 1/3 innings or even 3 1/3 innings, Quakes go get Gabe Emmett as Ramirez is very much still kept fresh with just his 2 1/3 innings. He faced 9 total batters. That's it. Certainly he has got the stamina to go much deeper than that. But again, it's about the schedule. It's about getting guys their work when they are scheduled to work. And again, the Quakes not at all deviating from the plan that was in place today. It's about development. Doesn't matter if you're up 5-0, down 5-0. The guy who's scheduled to throw is going to be scheduled to throw, and he will throw, by George. 0-2 as Miles Emerson fouls it back. Next offering on the way. Ground ball back to Gabe Emmett. He looks the runner at third to the bag and decides against going and getting him. Instead, he does the wise thing, which is record the out at first base. He certainly, had he been more decisive, had an opportunity to get the runner going to third, Alexander Ramirez. That's sloppy base running, and Emmett just didn't want to risk having to make a throw to Diaz and force him to tag. Instead, he does the safe thing and fires to first base, where he gets Miles Emerson, and now he can just simply worry about Jeremy Orocho and try to keep the shutout intact and strand that runner. Emerson is retired 1-3 for out number 2. Down to third goes Alexander Ramirez. Pitch on the way. Ground ball routinely chopped to the right side. A nice easy hop for Betancourt along to Carrion, and that'll do it. Gabe Emmett indeed made the right decision. Runner stranded. Inland has left 10 men. On we go to the ninth. 5-0 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online online at bestwestern.com/heritageinn, Rancho Cucamonga.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in front 5-0 as we go to the ninth inning of play. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, five hits, and two errors for the 66ers. For the Inland Empire 66ers, taking over is Gabriel Hernandez as he becomes the fourth pitcher on the day used. McMillan with two scoreless innings of relief gives way to Gabriel Hernandez, who makes his second appearance of the series. 6'1", 160-pound right-hander out of Venezuela, facing Kenneth Betancourt to open up the ninth inning. The pitch misses outside, and it's 1-1. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. The pitch on the way, in there for a called strike. 1-2 on Kenneth Betancourt. The numbers on Gabriel Hernandez, 1-2 with a 5.09 ERA. 21st appearance in relief, 35 and a third innings. 20 runs, 28 hits, 16 strikeouts, 19 walks, and the league batting .222 against him. There's a routine ground ball hit to short. Across the diamond, Plasencio, one away. Back to the top of the order for Austin Gauthier. Sixers have already won the series by virtue of winning 4 of 5. Best the Quakes can do is 2 of 6. This already marks their third six-game series loss of the year, and they're all in division. Or check it. They have lost one series in division to each team. But only two of the three are six-game series. They lost 2 out of 3 to Visalia for their only series loss in division with the Rawhide. But they have a series win over the Sixers, a series loss against the Sixers, and a split against the Sixers. Same exact pattern for Lake Elsinore. A series win, a series split, and a series loss. Against Visalia, a six-game series win, a six-game series split, and a three-game series loss. Pitch on the way. There's a line drive into center field. Austin Gauthier with his second base hit of the day. One on, one away. Luis Diaz, who's had an eventful day, will be the hitter. A walk, a stolen base, a caught stealing in the fifth. And an infield hit in the seventh. 5-0. Rancho, ninth inning. Pitch on the way. Slow grounder. Chopped down to third. Charging in. Long throw to first is not in time, and it gets past the first baseman, and everybody's going to advance. Gauthier will take third. He will hold there. So Diaz will be credited with a second straight infield single. And a poor throw by Menchik will give him his second error of the day. Down to third base goes Gauthier on E5. Down to second on the throwing error is Luis Diaz. And now two in scoring position with only one out as Rancho looks to put the finishing touches on what is already a 5-0 advantage. Five runs now, 10 hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, five hits, and three errors defensively for Inland Empire. Pitch coming home, breaking ball, in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Lockwood Powell, since entering into the lineup, has struck out and walked in for Yainer Fernandez, who was obviously hurt on a backswing. Here's a soft line drive into shallow center field for a base hit. One is in to score. Diaz had to be sure it was not going to be caught, so he'll only make it as far as third. It's three consecutive one-out singles here against Gabriel Hernandez, and the Quakes have opened it up a bit. It's 6-0. RBI single for Griffin Lockwood Powell as he picks up his eighth run batted in this, his ninth game. Runners at the corners. One down for Damon Keith. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball low. 1-0. Next offering on the way. This is down and in. 2-0. Pitch coming home. This one misses down low. 3-0 now on Keith. Three and oh on the way to Damon. I'm sure he would have had the green light had it been down the middle. Instead, it's down and away. Ball four. So four consecutive one-out base runners have reached against Gabriel Hernandez. And we'll see if anybody comes out to talk here to the Inland Empire right-hander. Hernandez instead will press on with the bases loaded and only one out. Here is Gage Howard. Pitch coming home, fouled at the plate. It's 0-1. Day off tomorrow. Fresno comes to town for the first time in franchise history as we'll see the Fresno Grizzlies for the first time at Lone Mart Field on Tuesday in the early a.m. 11 in the morning. First pitch. Hope to see you there. Gage with a soft little flare into shallow center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. In to score from third base is Diaz. Behind him, Griffin Lockwood Powell will be held at third. And everybody moves up station to station. It's an RBI single for Gage Howard. And the Quakes starting to open it up even more. 7-0. Bases remain loaded. RBI number 28 for Gage Howard. It's his first hit of the day. And Luis Rodriguez, who had a three-run home run earlier today, coming up now with the bases loaded. He could have a career day with a big hit right here. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball freezes him. He backs out of the way, and it nearly snapped off on the inner half of the plate. 1-0 as it just did miss. The 1-0 offering on the way. Down and away. 2-0. The 2-0. Swing and a foul at the plate. This one gets a piece of, not sure, either the catcher or the home plate umpire. They're both kind of squirming. Maybe it clipped both of them. Neither is bent out of shape. Too awfully bad. Yeah, it got Miles Emerson. Home plate umpire checking on him. Says, you ready to go? He came out and dusted off home plate. He was a little herky-jerky too, though. 2-1 on the way. Busted bat and a ground ball rolled out to second. Orocho to second for one and the throwback to first in time for the double play. So bases loaded, double play ball off the bat of Luis Rodriguez ends the inning, and the Quakes will have to settle for just two runs here in the ninth inning. But indeed, they've got the lead, and now potentially looking for the shutout. Bottom half of the ninth inning coming up. 7-0 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
On Sunday, August 7th, 1,500 fans in attendance will take home a set of 2022 Quakes baseball cards, thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Don't miss Team Baseball Card Set Giveaway on Sunday, August 7th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
To the bottom half of the ninth inning, 7-0 Rancho. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Quakes, no runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for the Inland Empire 66ers. Mike Linscott welcoming you back inside San Manuel Stadium, where it will not be Gabe Emmett, it will be Madison Jeffrey to throw for Rancho Cucamonga. As Gabe Emmett able to spin a scoreless eighth inning, he gave up one hit and struck out a batter in a scoreless frame. Emmett has been throwing the ball very well after struggling to open his young Quakes career. Vojta Menchik, who's had his struggles defensively today with a couple of errors, will lead it off offensively here. He's walked twice and struck out once, 0-for-1 officially. Pitch on the way is off the mark for ball 1-0. Madison Jeffrey takes over for Gabe Emmett. The pitching change is brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. The 1-0 offering to Menchik misses down and away, and it's 2-0. Madison Jeffrey. Two wins, two losses, and a 4.81 ERA. The 2-0 on the way. Fastball outside, ball 3. This is his 24th appearance of the season here tonight. He does have 2 saves to his credit. The 3-0 on the way, high ball 4. So 4-pitch walk to start the night as Jeffrey loses Menchik. In 24 and a third innings, he's given up 15 runs, 13 earned on 12 hits. 34 strikeouts, but also 19 walks. California League only hitting 143 against Madison Jeffrey, but gives up a lot of base runners due to the walks and the command issues. And tonight, unfortunately, falling into that old habit. A 4-pitch walk to start his day. We'll see if the former West Virginia Mountaineer can turn it around. First pitch to Darwin Moreno, almost to the backstop as Griffin Lockwood Powell got to go get it. 1-0. And here's Julio Carrion to join Griffin Lockwood Powell. Luis Diaz all trying to be leaders and come out here and work it out with Madison Jeffrey so that the coaching staff doesn't have to take an official visit to the mound. Julio holds the runner on at first base. The 1-0 on the way to Darwin Moreno. There's a strike. First of the night. Stops the streak of 5 in a row. 1-1. The 1-1 offering on the way. A high fly ball hit into left center field. Hit well. Back there is Rodriguez. He's going to give way to Damon Keefe, who clanks it. That was confusing. They will hold the runner at second. I don't know what happened. Obviously, it's a total miscommunication issue. Luis looked like he was there and then let Damon have it. They're going to call it a double. Total miscommunication between those two guys. It did not hit Damon's glove. It more like hit Damon's leg/foot. Rodriguez was coming over. Keith was behind him, and right at the last moment, Rodriguez kind of peeled away, and Keith was suddenly right there, and the ball was on top of him. And it didn't look like he was in a position to make that catch. The absence of Jake Vogel obviously proving to be quite costly there. Keith is an experienced outfielder, but right there, Damon's got to take charge and tell Rodriguez to get out of the way, because essentially that is what Rodriguez did, but far too late on the play, and it was a total mess. They're going to call it a double because, well, how do you give Keith an error on a play like that? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to give him an error on a play like that. Obviously, it's a ball that should be caught, but as far as official scoring is concerned, they're going to call it a double. And that's just dumb luck for Madison Jeffrey, who should have had an out right there. Just miscommunication between the two outfielders in left center field. Now the 2-1 on the way to Adrian Plasencia misses outside, and it's 3-1. Next offering on the way is a rope hit foul down the right field line. 3-2. So Darwin Moreno has reached for the third time today. He singled in and out of the glove of Diaz, and now he is gifted a double on a catchable ball. Sometimes luck is on your side, and right now Madison Jeffrey not having any of it. That's ball four as it's low and inside. So down 7-0, the Sixers have not made an out yet as the bases are loaded, and now here's Dernolinger officially to come out to talk to Madison Jeffrey for the first official visit of the inning. Edgar Quero is the hitter. If you're thinking big time comeback here, Sixers have got a ways to go here. Down 7, obviously those two runs in the ninth inning proving to be much needed for the Quakes. A strike to Quero, 0-1. Quero has singled and been hit by a pitch. Reached on a fielder's choice, grounded to short as well. Officially, he is 1-for-3. The pitch down low, 1-1. Nobody out. Bases loaded. 1-1 on the way to Edgar Quero. Breaking ball outside. It is 2-1, and it's just a matter of time before the Quakes hit somebody up in the bullpen. Jeffrey got to throw strikes. He's already walked two, falling behind Edgar Quero. The 2-1 fly ball into straightaway center field. Damon Keith hit right at him. He will make the catch. The throw will go into third base on one hop. A really good throw, but the run will score, and it's 7-1. So the shutout is no more. Edgar Quero flies out to straightaway center field, and hopefully now the momentum will build for Madison Jeffrey. Vojta Menchik comes in to score to make it 7-1. Sack fly for Edgar Quero, who drives in his 42nd run of the year. First and second. Now, in theory, you are just one ground ball from getting out of the game. Pitch on the way to David Calabrese. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Calabrese 0-for-4. Two fly balls to center, a fly ball to right. Now here's a liner fair down the right field line. This may very well clear him. Calabrese in the second. They will hold the runner at third as Betancourt cuts it off. 7-2. Things not so funny anymore. RBI double for David Calabrese. Darwin Moreno scores. Plasencia is held at third. And the Quakes will officially get somebody up. John Edwards is that somebody. Madison Jeffrey with two in scoring position now. Pitch on the way to Alexander Ramirez. Breaking ball inside. 1-0. So two walks and two doubles. One of them was misplayed by the Quakes outfield. But Jeffrey has not helped his own cause by throwing many strikes. 2-0. Offering. On the way to Alexander Ramirez. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. 2-1. 7-2. Two in scoring position. Tying run not on deck, but it is now in the hole. 2-1 on the way. Inside nearly hit him. That's 3-1. Pitch coming home from Jeffrey. Inside, did it hit him or the bat? It got a piece of the bat. He didn't even swing. Ball was so far inside that it clipped the handle. A break for Jeffrey. It's 3-2. So no swing, but a foul ball as it clipped the handle of the bat. Two in scoring position, one out. Now the 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him. So Jeffrey bounces back after falling behind 3-1, striking out Alexander Ramirez. And now Inland down to their last out. Again, those two runs that the Quakes played it in the ninth inning proving to be very valuable right now. Otherwise, the tying run would be at the plate. Instead, tying run remains in the hole. Selma at the plate, Emerson on deck, Orocho in the hole. Pitch on the way, low, 1-0. Jonathan Edwards continues to throw down in the right field pin. In a break glass, if necessary, type emergency situation down there. The 1-0 offering, way outside, 2-0. Seven runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Quakes. Two runs, seven hits, and three errors for Inland Empire. Jeffrey from the belt. 2-0 offering on the way. Selma fouls it off. Behind home plate and out of play. 2-1. The 2-1 offering on the way. Oh, my goodness. Ball was low in the zone for what would have been ball three. And Selma with a bizarre, weak, three-quarter, late wave at it. Looked like he was chipping out of the rough. And now it's game time. Last call for you, Quentin Selma. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. 2-2 on the way from Madison Jeffrey coming home. It's fouled off into the stands behind home plate. Kid in a Mike Trout jersey just scored it. Nice. Two and two again on the way to Quentin Selma. Swing and a foul at the plate. Just foul tip to stay alive as Griffin Lockwood Powell punches himself in the leg. He wanted to hang on. 7-2. Quakes trying to win for the second time in six games here in San Bern. The 2-2. On the way again to Quentin Selma. Got him with a breaking ball. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Madison Jeffrey, a little shaky here in the ninth inning. Gives up a pair. Leaves two stranded. Quakes are in the win column, however, for just the second time in the six-game series. Thanks to a 7-2 victory as they lead this one from pretty much start to finish. Rancho, 7-2 winners in San Bernardino. Post-game show next on the Quakes Radio Network. The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya. A fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off Diego. Inland. The 0-1 into Luka. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca, come on home.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Pazuca, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Quakes postgame show. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. The Quakes postgame show is up next here on the Quakes Radio Network. You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with 6 locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and 2 in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya, a fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off, Diego Cartaya. Welcome to Southern California, big fella. 3-2 Inland. The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca, come on home!
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Pazuca, and Cucamonga.
Welcome back. It's time now for the Quakes postgame show featuring a recap of tonight's game, the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game, a look around the baseball scoreboard, and a preview of the upcoming pitching matchup. Once again, here's Mike Linscog.
Quakes are in the win column for just the second time in the 6-game set as they end up taking 2 of the 6 games here in San Bernardino as they take down the Inland Empire 66ers today by a final score of 7-2. We bid you good evening one more time and welcome you back inside San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Mike Linscog with you on the Quakes Radio Network. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's First Pitch app, and, of course, through our website at rcquakes.com. For just the second time in the series, it's winner, winner, chicken dinner as the Quakes celebrate a 7-2 victory tonight over the Inland Empire 66ers. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Rancho. 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors for the Inland Empire 66ers. The win goes to Ronan Kopp. How about Ronan Kopp today? 3 innings of shutout baseball, 2 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Kopp is credited with the win as he goes to 4-2. Tagged with the loss, Joey Walsh. He was cruising along until he got to the third inning. He gave up a couple of hits, got out of the third, and then in the fourth inning, things really fell apart. He gave up a total of 4 runs on 6 hits today in just 4 innings. He struck out 1 and walked 1. He has dealt the defeat as he falls to 2-3. Time of the game today, 2 hours and 38 minutes. It was a buyout today as the announced paid attendance, 3,761. However, there weren't nearly that many folks on hand. The announced crowd, 3,761. With the victory, Rancho Cucamonga improves to 6-9 in the second half and 42-39 overall. Inland back down under 500 in the second half now at 7-8 and overall 39-42. When we come back, scoring recap, look around the baseball scoreboard, and of course we'll tell you who's pitching tomorrow. We'll also select the All-Star Kia All-Star Player of the Game. That's ahead here on the Quakes Radio Network.
When did beer get so complicated?
Budweiser is brewed to be crisp and flavorful with a refreshing finish.
Something we've been doing for more than 140 years.
Nothing complicated about that.
There's only one Bud, and this one's for you. So grab a pack of Golden Suds at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Rancho victorious today, 7-2 over the Inland Empire 66ers. Mike Linscott welcoming you back inside San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. I want to remind you that the Quakes take a day off tomorrow and then are home on Tuesday morning against the Fresno Grizzlies. Game time 11 a.m. as the Quakes will roll out the red carpet for the first time in franchise history. Those Grizzlies, who of course were part of the Pacific Coast League for so many years, they're back in the California, or rather, they're rather in the California League, and they will come to Rancho Cucamonga for their first time in their franchise's history. That's Tuesday morning as we open it up with summer camp day. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. Well, the scoring recap in this one, we played scoreless baseball for the first three innings, but the Quakes finally got to Joey Walsh in the fourth inning, and they'd get to him in a big way. With one out, Damon Keith singled, and then a walk to Gage Howard. Luis Rodriguez would unload on one to left center field. He hit it off the very top of the wall as it bounced off the top of the fence and over. Rodriguez with his eighth home run of the year. RBI is 43, 44, and 45, 3-0 Rancho. One batter later, Junior Garcia would follow with his version of the long ball, his seventh of the season, RBI number 41, and his first of two RBIs on the day. That made it a 4-0 game. Walsh would be removed after four innings. The Quakes would score a run against Kelvin Caceres. A couple of errors lead to a run. Junior Garcia, an RBI fielder's choice, makes it 5-0. And Rancho would be held in check through the seventh and eighth, but in the ninth inning, they'd come away with a pair of insurance runs as Austin Gauthier, Luis Diaz, and Griffin Lockwood Powell would all collect consecutive singles, with Lockwood Powell picking up an RBI, his eighth of the season, as that made it 6-0. Two batters later, Gage Howard with an RBI single, knocking in Luis Diaz for Gage Howard, his 28th RBI of the year. 7-0 Rancho. Quakes got good pitching today. Peter Hubeck, Ronan Kopp, Adolfo Ramirez, and Gabe Emmett combined for eight scoreless innings. Madison Jeffrey ran into some trouble in the ninth inning. Sack fly from Edgar Quiero would plate Vojta Menchik, and then David Calabrese, an RBI double, would chase home Darwin Moreno. Ah, but Madison Jeffrey would earn the final couple of outs, getting Alexander Ramirez on strikes and doing the same to Quinton Selma, as the Quakes would hold on for the 7-2 victory over Inland Empire. Again, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the 66ers, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors for Inland Empire. The win goes to Ronan Kopp. He's 4-2. The loss to Joey Walsh. He's now 2-3. Time of the game tonight, we did it in 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 3,761 here in San Bernardino, California. With the victory, Rancho goes to 6-9 in the second half, 42-39 overall, 3-game lead over the Inland Empire 66ers overall, who are now 7-8 in the second half and 39-42 overall. When we continue, we'll select the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game and tell you who's pitching on Tuesday in that Fresno series opener. That's ahead as we wrap the post-game show next on the Quakes Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes in the win column, 7-2 over the Inland Empire 66ers. Final game of this six-game series is in the books. We are once again off tomorrow and then home on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. for the Quakes. Left-hander Maddox Bruns once again draws the early game short straw. Bruns was saddled with the defeat here in Inland Empire just the other day and was unable to escape the first inning. He's 0-2 on the season coming into Tuesday's contest. Jared Candy will be his mound opponent. We will be on the air very early, 10:45 in the a.m. First pitch, 11 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 12th at Lone Mart Field. Tickets are available for summer camp day at rcquakes.com. Well, our all-star Kia all-star of the game goes to Luis Rodriguez. He put the Quakes on the scoreboard with a long three-run home run to left center field. His eighth of the season, now a 45 RBIs. He gets the Quakes going. He is the all-star Kia all-star of the game. Visit All-Star Kia right here in San Bernardino, just down the street from San Manuel Stadium, or you can visit their website at allstarkia.net. Take a virtual test drive. That's All-Star Kia, home of the triple play guarantee. Well, the Dodgers have four All-Stars as Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Clayton Kershaw, and Tony Gonsolin all going to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. They needed some help today. Came from behind, a 5-0 deficit early. They would come from behind to score an 11-9 victory over the Chicago Cubs, sweeping the four-game set. L.A. has now won 11 of their last 12 games overall. Games from around the California League in progress. Lake Elsinore hammering Visalia. Looks like they're going to split that six-game series up north. Lake Elsinore with an 8-0 eighth-inning lead over the Visalia Rawhide up north. Fresno has won 5 in a row as they take down San Jose. Another one-run victory. 3-2 Grizzlies over the San Jose Giants. Finally, it was the Stockton Ports winning for the fourth time in six games in Modesto. Stockton was just ice cold, and today they really get her going as they win for the fourth time in six games thanks to a 4-0 shutout win on the road at Modesto, and that is a full look at your baseball scoreboard. Once again, Maddox Bruns on Tuesday at 11 a.m. His mound opponent will be Jared Candy of the Inland Empire, of the Fresno Grizzlies. Game time is at 11 o'clock, and tickets are available, of course, at rcquakes.com. 7-2, your final here today from San Bernardino as the Quakes end up with two wins in the six-game series against the 66ers. For all of us with the Quakes, thanks for tuning in here this week in San Bernardino. We'll catch you at Lone Mart Field on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. I'm Mike Linscog. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday evening. Throw to the plate. I'm out. 3-2 coming home to Yainer. Fly ball into right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit of the homestand. The Quakes with 2 in the ninth win this one 7-6.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Rancho Cucamonga Quakes Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We hope to see you very soon at Lone Mart Field, and go Quakes!